Hey guys, you may notice that we are missing a third of our hosts. We needed to create a modified intro for this episode that's dropping this week, and Vivi is not with us this week. So it's just Jimbo and I. Our episode was very long, so what we're going to do is break it up into three segments. So we need another intro. And as always, we're going to kick off with thanking our partner, 002. They have three upcoming tournaments, starting with Waco and then going over to Horseshoe Bay. So don't forget to go to pickleballbrackets.com and use our deal code, DILL, to get a discount. And we have some big news, right?
Yeah, we do have big news. We're partnering with Hands Pickleball. Hands, HANDZ. Check out their website and their social medias. Platforms. They have balls, they have paddles, they have bags, shirts, hats, just all kinds of gear. We're looking to drop some fun content, trying out some of their gear, some of their equipment. Go to their website, use our discount code. It's DILL10, DILL10. And Hands is also partnering with Texas Pickle Hall, which is going to be a new state-of-the-art indoor pickleball facility here in San Antonio. So we're looking forward to some groundbreaking for that facility. Check out their social media, Texas Pickle Hall. Check out their website, texaspicklehall.com. Get some more info on what's going down with the Pickle Hall. So thanks, guys.
All right, and here we go with our episode. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, quick predictions. What's going to happen on tour this year? Who's winning what? Who's taking over? Who remains number one?
I think all our number ones are going to be the same. I do.
Sorry.
But I will say what I think we were both thinking about J-Dub and Dylan. So we know that there is a group, and that is the Johnson siblings, their mother, my Lorraine, and Dylan.
And Gabe, right?
Yes, and Gabe.
Tardio.
Yeah, and I feel like the Johnsons are going to start falling down, and I feel like my Lorraine, Gabe Tardio, and Dylan are going to start rising up to the level that the Johnsons are now. That's it.
That's it.
But what?
No, because I don't like the prediction that I was going to say it, so
So
I'm going to pass the mic.
You're going to keep it to yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why. I guess I don't understand why you think like Georgia and J-Dub are not like are washed.
No,
Like
I don't think
they're
they're washed. I
I
think
think
that
they
the other ones are going to get better. I feel like,
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to say that. So just go, y'all go ahead. Y'all go ahead.
I think when we see other people get better, we forget that the best are still getting better. Like when you're one of the top athletes at a sport in the world, like you know, it's hard to plateau. Like those people keep training, they keep learning from whatever small mistakes they make. Like they keep getting better. You just don't see it. It's maybe in smaller increments, like we talked about. They're getting better. Like they.
When you look at Dylan
Mm-hmm.
and J-Dub, who do you think has gotten better in the past year?
I mean, they play together. They're different
You
players
don't
on
think one has
they're
gotten.
different players on the court. Dylan plays right, J-Dub plays left. And they're
But I
this
think
is
it's
where
so
like
much more
oh.
like
You
it's
frustrate me so much because you're like,
Whoa.
I won't. Yeah, there's times that you just like, and I've told you this
Dylan won a
before. You're like,
singles
I will not.
tournament last week.
And he beat JW. I don't know if he beat him with his own hands, but I think he might have. And if
I
so,
mean, he
then
went,
that's a completely
so what is
different.
that saying?
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you're talking like who's gotten better, I don't know. I mean, Dylan won a singles tournament last week.
Yep. Yeah.
So does that make him better?
I
It means
don't
he's
know.
You're just
getting
talking
better.
I was asking, you said that the best are getting better. And this is what I'm saying about J-Dub, is that I think he has very fast hands. He's always had fast hands. But has anything else improved?
Right.
Has his movement on the court improved? Has his what else? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he's fast.
A great dinker. Like he can.
Great dinker. Great hands as well. I mean, like him and Dylan are probably neck and neck. But I mean, I guess you give the edge to Dylan when it comes to hand speed. But I mean, put away power and finishing a point. You know, kind of controlling the game. I think J-Dub is much better than Dylan. Now, if you're talking about, you know, building a point and staying within a point and knowing your role and not making mistakes,
yeah,
Dylan's right there, man, right there with Colin. I'll give it up to him
in
that. But, like, there's two different roles.
Okay.
And I feel like...
So, like, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So when Dylan does play left in mixed, like, do we see Dylan playing mixed, like, on, you know, in the semis or in the championship Sunday where...
Him and, what's her name, have had actually really good runs.
Yes.
Julian's girlfriend.
Stratman?
Him and Stratman have actually made it to the quarters and semis quite consistently.
And so does J-Dub and... So J-Dub in Georgia, yeah, and then also like, I don't know. I think Dylan is great at what he does, and he's getting better at singles. Could you put him on the left side in men's against Ben and Colin? With
maybe not yet, but that doesn't mean he's not working on it.
Yeah,
I mean, I think J-Dub's been as good as he is for a while,
and I think that JW is honestly a little. Like, serious about playing the left side, and he doesn't want to let Dylan...
You think it's an ego?
Okay, hot take. Hot take. Huge hot take. I think JW is afraid to play the right, so he won't let Dylan play the left, because I don't think it's a Dylan thing. I think it's a JW being afraid of the right side. Hot
That's
take.
Not Isn't his old. Game.
Yeah. And I feel like Dylan can do both, but JW cannot do both. Right. That's why he'll
I'm trying to think of, okay.
Okay.
Let's say you take J-Dub out of the picture. You put Dylan on the left, and let's say you put Tyson on the right. What's going to, like, can Dylan take over a match against Riley and Thomas or against Ben and Colin?
Maybe not
can
today. He be that guy? But do I think he's improving? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Is he improving? Will he? And he may be a right side player in men's. That's okay. Like, you have a Colin. That's okay.
Yeah.
The question is, or what Vivi's prediction was, and by the way, a prediction is what it says. We didn't really say it. We just went into it. It's the predictions we have about pros, is that the Johnsons are going to go backwards. That's the prediction.
Okay. It's not, gotcha.
Yeah, it's not anything to do with...
They're getting caught up, like the Johnsons have been caught.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, I interested to see, and I think I might agree.
Okay.
So, prediction, Jimbo?
So, quick prediction, men's. I think Ben and Colin, you know, I think they're starting number one. They've won the first one. I think they stay on top. I think the gap might be closing. I really like watching this Riley and Thomas combination, probably two of the best athletes, like, in the game on the same side of the court.
Yeah.
Just freak athletes, crazy hands, crazy shot. I mean, not crazy shots, but just smart players, but also can, you know, they can control the ball, like they can put it wherever they want. So I think when they can dial in and find whatever weakness there is on the other side of the court with Ben and Colin, maybe they can push them. But I think that Ben and Colin stay number one, barring any injuries or anything like that. Women's, I think that gap is, I think that window's closing fast. And I think by the end.
I got into this one. I think so bad.
So I think by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Bright and Rachel will, I think they're going to take some of those Triple Crown possibilities away from Anna Lee. I think they're going to, you know, be consistently competing and pushing them. and, you know, probably stealing a couple of, not stealing, but probably earning a couple of, couple of championships this year.
Do you disagree
with him?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. So do I.
I think that my predictions.
Can I go with mixed? Well, mixed. Sure. I think mixed is. I think that gap. I think there's still a pretty good gap there. I think that Ben and Annalie, but I think you'll more consistently see, you know, James and Anna Bright on Championship Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure where Riley's at with mixed. You know, I don't know where he's going. Or Thomas and Vivian are going to be very. You know, they're always. You know, it seems like
they're lately, always
they're quarters, right there. They're semis. So. Yeah. They're knocking on the door,
they're
too.
They're putting in a lot of work. Who was it that told me the other day Vivian moved here to New Braunfels?
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Nice. She moved here to New Braunfels, nice. So her and Thomas mm-hmm. are able to work together.
Let's
more.
Play.
Ooh, I never said my Thomas prediction, but we'll... Oh, no. Go ahead. You haven't said anything.
Oh. Okay, so my predictions. I'll start with men's.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimbo and I got into this one the other day. I agree that I think Ben and... Colin will continue to be number one,
mm-hmm.
but I do think we will see men coming at them faster, more competitive. I think they'll lose more than they did the year before. And by that, I mean, they won just about every tournament that they were playing together. But I think you will see more challenges where they've dropped games or they've lost completely in like a beginning round. Yeah. I think there is going to be some silliness that's going to happen this year with them. And that's just because I think when men start figuring out their partnerships a little bit more, I do think that there's pretty strong men that, and it's not Ben. I think Ben has to play at his highest level in men's in order for them to win. And they do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think eventually men are going to get their partnerships together and it's going to be a challenge to Colin.
Yeah, yeah. I got to think like those first round or early round losses are like, it's got to be just like a lack of focus. Mm-hmm. It's got to be a lack of focus.
Whatever it is, I think it's going to come more often. Yeah. And I think there's a defining difference between Ben and Colin. Ben has a really great capability of even when they're down, like he stays very calm
mm-hmm.
and very analytical, whereas Colin's much more emotional.
Yeah.
And I think that might get them, that if they can get Colin emotional enough, I do think he's a great right side player. I don't want to disrespect Colin at all. He's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that there's men partnerships that are starting to figure themselves out and players getting a little bit more, they're getting stronger.
Yeah.
Dylan being mm-hmm. one of them, they're coming. And I mm-hmm. think that they'll struggle more than they have. On the other side, on women's, I'm very opposite of you, that I think that Annalie and Catherine, yes, do I think that Rachel and they may be there with them, but I still think that Annalie and Catherine are too dominant. They just don't lose, and they don't drop sets, and they have a great coach. Well, I mean, let's call it. Yeah. Anytime that they get emotional coaches. Or too heady.
No, they don't.
They have Athena and Lee.
Athena is not a coach, she doesn't play.
Well, and Athena, just now, I was just reading the other day that Catherine didn't even allow Athena on the court. Do you remember I was saying, why is Athena never, like, on the court? Why is she out here playing by herself? Well, the other day she actually posted that 2024, she's trying to let Athena onto the court, that it really doesn't make her comfortable, but that's one of her 2024 resolutions was to have Athena be there by her side and not have her be part of it.
Yeah.
But I mean, they have a great coach. And any time that they get a little mousy on the court, they just take a time out.
Yeah.
They're religious about that.
Yeah.
And then they're right back on fire. I mean, it's So, and I think that Rachel and they had like this in the last tournament, they got one game, right? Or they got really close in one game.
Mm-hmm.
They got really close, and then after that, it was like
they
had it figured out. I just think that they're going to have them figured out for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Yeah, that's my – I don't know that I have any crazy predictions, but I think that we'll see some John's losses this year. And, yeah, and Annalie and Ben will continue to be mixed. That's going to be mm-hmm. the same thing every weekend.
So. Okay. Yeah. All right. All right.
So what's your Thomas?
I won't say it because we are already at 56
minutes. Well,
we're
56 minutes. We're already here. We're already here. We're well over time. Thomas, so just prediction. Go for it.
So I obviously like Thomas too, and this is nothing like, this is not a bad prediction, but I think as a new parent, one of two things is going to happen. Yeah. He's going to skyrocket or he's not.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's any in between.
Yeah.
I think as a new parent, you have duties, obviously.
Yeah.
Especially of a little girl. Right. And yeah.
I think
he's either going to go crazy with this motivation or
100%
be really focused on his family.
Yeah, and I think that what we've seen is that he's skyrocketed, man. He's playing out of his mind.
Well, now his heart's figured out.
His heart is figured out.
I think he just has an incredible network.
Like, the baby's traveling. Yeah, his wife is probably the number one supporter. Like, mm-hmm. I think Thomas, you know, he probably, I don't know, I can't think for Thomas, but I would think that he knows that he's probably got to, you know, probably got to get it done within the next, you know, 3 or 4 years before baby is, going to school. And right now, baby can travel and stuff, but when they get older, you know, it's, you gotta sit still, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Okay. All right. So we never even made it to the third thing that we were going to talk about.
What else were we going to talk about? Well, I guess we'll save it.
Yeah, we'll save it because we are at almost 60 minutes. So
Well, thanks for hanging in there, y'all.
Yeah. Hopefully you guys stuck in there with us. Please, if you can, follow us on YouTube, like and share content. Also, send us messages of what you'd like to hear. We've been getting messages of... You know, individuals wanting to learn more, and they are learning more through the podcast. So send us what you'd like to hear. We can use that as content for social media or for the show itself. Yep. So thank you guys for listening. See us on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook,
TikTok.
Instagram, TikTok, all of it.
All of them. All right. Thank you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.